Blog Talk Radio.
Let me catch my breath, yeah, I made it. Shelter in your arms, that's the safest. I ain't running no more, I'm just pacing. You do me with your love like a painting. Nothing that I do makes me worth it. Oh, the way you love me back, don't deserve it. I ain't running no more, I'm just pacing. You do me with your love like a painting. Never let me go, never let me go, yeah. Never leave my side, never let me go, yeah. Captain of my ship, anchor of my soul. Can't nobody love me like you. Your grace is like a flood that I'm drowning. I failed you so many times I stopped counting. Why you never let me go, never let me go, yeah. Never leave my side, never let me go, yeah. You would think I'm perfect, but I know I don't deserve it. Why you?
Why you gotta love me? Why you gotta love me?
Why you gotta love me like that?
Why you gotta love me?
Yeah,
like you do. I'm so glad you found me. I don't wanna drown, I stand on the rock, yeah. They don't even know Jesus is the rock, yeah. Nothing that I do makes me worth it. Oh, the way you love me back, don't deserve it. I ain't running no more, I'm just pacing. You do me with your love like a painting. Never let me go, never let me go, yeah. Never leave my side, never let me go, yeah. Captain of my ship, anchor of my soul. Can't nobody love me like
you. Your grace is like a flood that I'm drowning. I failed you so many times I stopped counting. Why you
never let me go, never let me go, yeah. Never leave my side, never let me go, yeah.
You would think I'm perfect, but I know I don't deserve it. Why you?
Why you gotta love me? Why you gotta love me?
Why you gotta love me? Your grace is like a flood that I'm drowning. I failed you so many times I stopped counting. Why you
never let me go, never let me go, yeah. Never leave my side, never let me go, yeah.
Different kind of love, I ain't talking Gucci and Keisha. Different kind of love, nothing like Kirk or Rashida. Got me feeling like I'm walking on water with Peter. Never paying for a price, always getting it cheaper. Blessing me with credit cards, with them high limits. They can try to block you, he just ends up goaltending. You my father, gave me heart, he not John Q. You always got me popping tags, getting something new. Got that love and happiness, he not Al Green. Stacking up blessings, taller than Yao Ming. Keep counting, like when Giannis try to shoot a free throw. Making history together, but we not the Beatles. Front page new, Jesus not the funny page. Had me shouting hallelujah after graduation. God keeping me away from the paramedics. The devil keep taking shots like a diabetic. Said I wasn't gonna be nothing, gotta take my time, I keep rushing.
He still coming,
we not bluffing.
Let's get together
like homecoming.
Flirt with me,
I'm not blushing.
He passed that,
we not puffing.
Got Hennessy,
I can't touch it.
Why Christian,
be me mug.
Y'all not hard,
I'm not soft.
I'm a worker,
he big boss.
Just lost weight,
Rick Ross.
Get my own swag,
Chris Cross.
Let me wrap it up like Christmas.
Can I get a witness?
Let them know Jesus always handle business.
Real love,
real God,
made it through,
no new scars.
He helped me out,
we won't charge.
Keep blessing me
with new bars.
Got hands out, get discounts, not leaving God, I can't bounce. All work, no play, God coming through, that's all day.
All right, you guys, good evening, Candid Convo fam. What's going on, y'all, man? I missed y'all, man. Of course, we was hanging out last week, but I still missed y'all. Today is none other than Tuesday, November 23rd. It is 9 o'clock, which only means one thing. It means that the homie Marty the Greatest is on the line, and it's time for Candid Convos, man. Marty, you there, bro?
Locked in, present, and ready to get Candid Combo's gone, bro. Let's get it, bro.
Amen. So y'all saw the post. Of course, y'all already know the dial-in number because it's 914-205-5471. Just want to give a big thanks to the homie Big Steve for sending over something exclusive featuring RL Music. That song was called Love Me Like That, which will be premiering and on his project, his 16th album that he's releasing in December. So if you're in the Cincinnati area, you guys definitely do not want to miss the concert. But he sent over that song exclusively so we can play it first. So we're going to go ahead and get into this blast spot because we got a good show on our hands for y'all tonight. And I got the air horn ready. I got the hand claps ready. We are locked and loaded. So why not blast off? Let's get it.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
All right, Candy Combo fan, like I said, we got something special on our hands on tonight because we are doing a movie review. Not only that, but we got something up our sleeves with a brand new segment called Buy, Hold, Sell. And this is our second time doing Buy, Hold, Sell, so you guys definitely are in for a treat, and you definitely want to stick around for the music that we're going to play so that we can rate the artists, whether we will buy, hold, or sell. Marty, man, how you feeling tonight, bro?
I am feeling a little bit under the weather, but I am feeling on top of the world as far as life goes. So, yeah, man, I don't feel so I don't feel so ignorant tonight. I feel kind of refined, refurbished. You know, I feel like, you know, when we do our movie reviews, we need to have like cheese and wine. You know, yeah.
I feel you. So if you are an avid Candid Combo listener, then you guys know that we talked about the movie Passing back on, I want to say, November 2nd, if I'm not mistaken. We did. It was the second topic that we talked about on November 2nd. I want to say, I don't know if we had a guest or not, but anyway, on November 2nd, we talked about the movie Passing that was only going to be released on Netflix. Anyway, you guys, it's after November 10th. And yes, we have already watched the movie, so you guys are definitely in for a treat. So yes, Marty and I, we watched the movie.
Ball alert.
And it was about racial identity. I got that terminology from Google. So I feel a little professional tonight. But yeah, the movie was, in my opinion, it was really good. Of course, with it being Marty, what timetable did that take place? 1940s, 1920s or something? Okay.
1920s, because if you look at the cars was just coming out and stuff like that.
Not only that, but how women were dressed and how men were dressed. We don't dress like that every day no more. So definitely a movie that was taking place way back when, before a lot of our times. So to see that portrayed on screen, it did something to me. I enjoyed every part of it. Of course, I always like to see, you know, men dressed up looking handsome, and, you know, women in their dresses, like, you know, looking very, very, you know, very pretty. You know, something that we don't see every day. I mean, outside of like a pastor, like a lawyer or something. Like, they wear business suits all the time. But back then, even the person that delivered the milk was dressed up. So anyway, it was a highlight for me. I enjoyed the film. Of course, it mentioned two women that were this basically the stars of the movie about how I'm guessing she was a fair, light-skinned lady who passed for white, but she was definitely black. And I always hear my mom say this because my mom is brown-skinned, right? But her mother, which is my grandmother, is, like, really, really light-skinned. If you see my sister Alexis, Alexis is almost white. Let's just be honest. Like, no color, which is why we call her Casper. Because when she came out, she was really, really high yellow, looked like she was white. And if you look at my sister now, she still has that same, you know, that pigmentation, that color. She got that from my grandmother, okay? So this lady in the film, I'm only guessing because the film was in black and white. I'm only guessing that this lady resembled the same color of my sister, which was like a high yellow, very white-looking color, which is why she passed for white. But her friend in high school or middle school was this brown-skinned lady named Irene. And, no, was that her name? Was it Irene? She called her Rene.
Yeah, she called her Rene, but it was Irene.
Okay. So Irene was this brown-skinned woman.
And she was kind of a little bit darker than, you know, what was the girl name? What was the girl name?
Her name was Clara, I think so.
Yeah, Clara. So she was a little bit darker than Clara, but she was still passing white too. So.
Oh, okay. So anyway, the movie was it everything in my opinion. In my opinion, you guys, it was portrayed perfectly. And of course, with something being from 1920, we don't well nowadays we don't struggle with that as much. So to see that on screen was really different for me. Anyway, I enjoyed every aspect of it, and again, I would recommend it for you to go watch it on Netflix. Marty, what did you think about the movie?
Man, I gotta give them a big 5-star on the portrayal of the movie because, like you said, it was not in color; it was in white and black. Most of the time when they try to do these movies, like I watched The Harder They Fall, that's a Western back in the 1920s, 1800s and stuff like that. And it was using modern hip hop music. This movie did none of that. They totally immerse you into the 1920s. They using the music, they got the cars. Is in white and black. They literally wanted to immerse you into the story, which was pretty cool because when it first started, I mean, I don't know if you felt this, Licio, but, you know, Tessa Thompson going through stores with her head down, trying to not give people a clear view of her face.
Yeah.
And her getting caught in the restroom, I mean, in the restaurant, you know. All of that made me kind of nervous, you know, in the beginning of the movie. So they did a great job of the portrayal and putting you into the 1920s. And because I feel like with, modern music and stuff like that, it don't necessarily put you into that time. It puts you into, because even watching The Harder They Fall, it didn't put me in that time. You know, but I understood some of the variables of the movie because you know, you can't just call somebody, you know, cell phone, you know, news travel slow, things of that nature. But still, with them using modern stuff, you still wasn't immersed in the music. You was more so immersed in the characters, you know, in the action scenes. But then this movie, they immerse you into the movie. And the portrayal and the atmosphere of the movie. Now, the movie is called Passing, right?
Right.
Here's what I don't like about the movie. The way they build the trailer and the setup, you would think that this movie is predominantly how black people had and was passing to be white back in the day in the 1920s and how dangerous it was and the reason why they had to, which you rarely got in the movie. I mean, we got it at the beginning, we got it maybe in the middle, and then we got it at the end. But other than that, it wasn't. I mean, they made references about what, what black people had to go through during that time and why people wanted to, pass as white. But it was really no scenery of why, you know. So that was the problem. It was really no scenery of why. And the fact of the matter was, they try to mix in what passing means. So whereas then we was watching a movie was supposed to be about passing as white, you know, so you won't get treatment as black or get, you know, the same stuff that white people was getting and that black people wasn't able to get was a movie about passing on many different issues. Passing to be white, passing to be straight, you know, passing what you got to do to pass to be a woman in society. It was touching on many issues. Now, I know a lot of people may say, oh, that's pretty cool. But to me, it made the storyline, for how they built it, we just come in to watch something specific, and then they just snuck all of this stuff in there. So it kind of makes you like, oh, my God, I kind of waste my time. I mean, still a good movie, still kept me on the edge of my seat the whole time. I don't like the ending, but kept me on my seat the whole time. But it still was just like they didn't need to fit passing how hard it is to pass to be a lesbian in that time, or how hard it is to pass to be a woman in that time, because there have been movies that have already been made about that. There have not been a movie on how hard it is to pass to be white in a tumultuous time for black Americans. So I just felt like that was an unnecessary fit in there. It was trying to cater to everything that's going on today to try to say, hey, this was going on back then. But we already know there was gay people living secret lives back then. Right, Elysio?
Right. And
we
secret affairs.
Yep. We already know about that. We already knew one was getting treated horribly back then, right?
Right.
There's movies about that. So for you, matter of fact, when you heard about this movie, you said it yourself, Alicia, you wasn't aware of that that black people was doing that back then, right?
Very true. I did not know. So my eyes were wide open. My mind was too while I was watching The Passing.
So as a person who didn't know about that happening in the 1920s, do you think you learned a lot about it, about the actual issue at hand while watching that movie?
I would say I was very informed because it was new to me. Maybe not a lot. Maybe not like 20 minutes on that one subject, but with the little tidbits here and there throughout the movie, as I continue to watch it, I continue to see something unfolding. So yes, I in my opinion, I would say yes.
Yeah. Well, it's my opinion that I was disappointed because they could have really. I mean, I just don't feel like you have to. You can talk about one specific thing and paint a picture about one specific thing. And it just reminds me of black people. We can't ever have our own stuff. You know what I'm saying? And I get it. There are black people who are gay. There are black people who are women, obviously. But, I mean, why do we have to address all of that? Why can't we just address one thing at a time? And it's not even that. It's not even that, because I don't mind that they addressed it all three in one. Why didn't you advertise that? Because when you seen the advertisement, could you have guessed that they was going to address lesbianism?
Not at all. Caught me off guard, like a left jab. Caught me off guard.
I didn't think it was going to be a thriller. It ended up being a thriller. I thought it was going to be like, you know, one of those educational, informative, it was a drama. Yeah, I thought it was going to be a drama. But it ended up being a thriller because they had you on the edge of the seat. By the middle of the movie, you can tell if she was in love with the woman, if she was mad because the woman possibly slept with her husband, or if she was just jealous because the woman seemed to, love her, her husband more than she liked her. So by the end of the movie, you was just like, oh, I was all confused. Were you as confused as I was?
At at some points in the movie, I did question, like, what is her motive here? Like, what's going on? Because of course, when the lady, when Clara wrote the letter to Irene, and Renee did not respond to her letter, okay? And then she popped up at her doorstep. So my first question was, how the freak did she find her address? Of course, I know back then they had phone books. Nowadays, we don't even use phone books. So, it threw me for a loop. And then, you know,
I thought we were about to see some lesbianism. So I was like, I don't know where to start when that happened, I did too.
Because I was like, well, she popped up at her house. No invitation, no phone call. She just popped up. Who does that?
Well, she love her.
You pop up at my house, you got a problem.
I mean,
it better be a death in the family. You popping up at my house before calling. I'm just saying.
And then it's just like, you know, then you like, oh, you think you got a grasp, like, oh, okay, so she about to leave her husband for this woman. Then, bam, she decided not to go out in the evening, let her husband go. And I don't know if you know, but as soon as that happened, I said, oh, this dude going to cheat with this girl.
Claire and a party. And Irene's husband, I was like, oh, Lord, don't sleep with the white woman, man.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's already bad enough. We got African-American women now that has something against interracial marriages. A black man with a white woman or a white man married to a black woman. We already got that in 2021.
Exactly.
So I was like, oh, Lord, let's not do this.
I thought it was going to be either or. I thought either he was going to cheat with her. That was the first thing I thought. Then I thought to myself, or he going to end up getting killed because the white dude's going to see him with a white woman. And that was illegal back then.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm glad it was the farmer and not the ladder. But, you know, still they had you on your toes, right?
Facts. If you blink too many times, you would have missed some important details. Let's just put it like that.
Oh, for sure. Now, at the end of the movie, did you feel like they answered all your questions?
No, because I still got questions. So I got to call Miss, who's the director's name? Rebecca, what is her name? Rebecca Hall, director of the movie. I got to call you, ma'am, because I got questions that Wikipedia ain't answering. So, all in all, I enjoyed the movie. Would I watch it again? No.
Oh, no. I guess we should address the elephant in the room. And that's the last scene. Where the white husband, who, I mean, y'all, if you haven't seen it, we told you, spoiler alert. Okay, I made sure to say spoiler alert. All right, so if you ain't watching, click off now. Come back for the buy whole sale. All right, but the husband, he's a racist, despises black people, but obviously he don't have he never seen a black person. So well, he say he haven't dealt with black people that much. Because that's what Tessa Thompson had asked him, her character, Irene, asked him. And he said he never really have dealt with a white person or been around him. So because he haven't, he couldn't tell that he had two black people on his own doggone nose, one on his lap. Okay?
Yep.
So making a fool out of his boo-boo behind. So he found out at the end when she started hanging with too much black people that she was lying, and he came in a room, and the movie in classic fashion, as this movie is, they leave us to think whether the Tessa Thompson character, Irene, push her out the window, or did her husband push her out the window. So, Alicia, addressing the elephant in the room, who do you think?
Or if she slipped. Because remember, Irene asked her, what are you willing to do if John found out?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that part of the movie?
Yeah. Well, what did she say? I think she said it doesn't. She don't care.
She said something along the lines like, "I would do whatever it takes." I mean, first of all, the lady was already unhappy. Okay. Because she saw how happy Irene was. She was already unhappy, which is why she was surprised to see as many,
That's why they mixed everything in, because I think the main premise, the only thing I got out of it is that them two as friends wasn't having honest conversation with each other, because she thinks she's happy because she don't have to live a double life. And, and old girl, she wasn't honest at first, but, Clara ended up being honest with Irene. But Irene never been honest with her, and it should have just came out and said, "Look, I'm not happy either. I don't like men." Because that was pretty much what she was put down with her husband. And everything, okay? That's what she was pretty much getting to, is that I don't like men, and the reason I say she don't like men because, her husband was not what you would call a hard man to live with, okay? But yet she kind of approached it, everything he told us, in my opinion, she kind of approaches if he was.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it was kind of two parts. She hates men, and she don't like men. She would rather be with a woman. So that's what I was picking down. So, I mean, yeah, but that's the crazy part about it. But, I mean, I think that she slipped. I don't think she slipped. I think she jumped.
I think she jumped too, and it looked like, from a compassionate standpoint, that Miss Irene was trying to save her from falling because her husband couldn't get to her in enough time.
That's and she just didn't me. Look too surprised.
But she was sitting talking to Irene's husband. Right? And, you heard her husband at the door, like, "I know my wife is in there, blah, blah, blah." So my question is, now I got to go back and watch the movie, because I'm trying to figure out if Irene's husband, tried to, what was he doing in the midst of that, other than talking to her as he possibly saw her walk
through the edge. If you remember, he walked away to go talk to
her. Oh, okay.
It was just Irene and Clara at the window, because after she said she would do whatever it takes, and then they found out it was him at the door. She said, "I think it's about time for me to get my drink now." So that she said something of that effect. I don't know if she said, "Where's my drink at?" but she said something about a drink. And then it came in, and he was like, "You liar." And then the scene cut, and you heard everybody go, So,
yeah.
I'm just gonna call it like it is, Rebecca Hall. You booty for that one.
I think she jumped. This is just me. I think she jumped.
Because she was living too cavalier. She was living like she was ready to die.
Yeah. And, so, Marty, I want to point out something else. Claire said that she had a daughter that John was going to send off to boarding school. Marty, what mother do you know that's not about a child? We didn't see the daughter the whole movie. Not a baby picture, not nothing.
That's what confused me, and that's another question I have. That's another question I have because when I thought about why, whether she jumped or not, I was saying, he sent her daughter to boarding school. But then I remember, so I was like, oh, yeah, that's why she jumped. But then I remember that in the movie she told Irene that she was eventually going to go to Switzerland and be there at, you know, as well with her daughter in boarding school. So I was like, okay, why would you jump if you're going to be reunited? Because I was thinking, oh, he, you know, she's a woman. She don't have no control over what, you know, back in the 1920s, women had no control over what a man was going to do. So if a man wanted to ship his daughter off the Swiss boarding school, no matter how the woman feels, that's what's going down, right?
Yeah.
So I was thinking, okay, he shipped his daughter off. She don't even like being with him. So, yeah, she just ready to die because she can't have a child. But when they said that, I mean, you know, that's what they call plot holes. I felt like that was a plot hole because, if that's the case, other than her, because, I mean, you can say, okay, she jumped because, you know, she was living a life, she was living a lie. But mothers normally wouldn't jump when they have a child. You know, but then it harkens back. You remember when she was in the street and she walked in the street because she had showed that she was ready to die in the street, right? She had walked in the street and what she told Irene. She told Irene, I'm not like you. I'm a bad person. I will do anything to get what I want.
Yep. And then
so,
Irene, she left the steps and hugged her in the middle of the street. You talking about that part?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which made me thought that some more lesbianism was about to happen. Feels, bro. I was like, I don't know. I would say this. Not a movie I would watch again, but they did a good job of keeping you on your toes because for the life of me, I still can't figure out what she's mad. If I have to guess, I would guess that she's mad. She was mad because she felt like Clara was liking her husband more than she was liking.
Yeah,
I'm just
and
like
her husband was a little too comfortable.
One.
Yes,
because I mean, if she was really mad that he was cheating on her, she wouldn't have been cheatable. She wouldn't. I know this is 1920s, but I just still feel like well, the 1920s or 2021, black women ain't gonna be so impartial about it.
Yeah, right. She let them go to the dance. I mean, to the party together. So I was like, "Hold up, what? She can't be that mad at her."
Nah, but
can she?
I mean, after she suspected that it happened, is what I'm saying. Is she just was kind of casually mad about it? She wasn't steaming. It was more of a like a jealous. Like I mean. And it was so confusing because I'm like, is she jealous because he want her, or is she jealous because she like him more than her? I was just like, oh my god, they doing too much, they make your head hurt.
Anyway, it's definitely a film that you have to sit down and you know process. If you're a movie fanatic like I am, I analyze and I process every movie I watch. And I don't care how many times I watch it, I'm still going to analyze it through and through. So if you are one of those people, you would definitely get your plate full from watching the Netflix movie called Passing. If you haven't watched it yet, please watch it. I will give it, because it kept me interested, I would give it a solid 3.8 stars out of 5.
I was going to give it 3 stars, but I'll give it 3.8 with you. Because that's what I was going to give it to, because it kept you interested. Because even though you end up not liking it, you made it to the end. And
yeah, exactly.
I don't think if I would have figured it out or just, you know, figured out that, or I would have probably said, oh, this is stupid, and cut it off.
Yeah.
I mean,
plus, it's in black and white.
The time I realized it was too late.
Yeah, it was too late. It was way too late. I just want to be the first to say this, that I do not watch movies in black and white, okay? I have never watched movies in black and white. So the fact that I sat through this movie that's entirely in black and white, it says something. And I wasn't doing it just because we was going to have a show. I really enjoyed it. And it highlighted, because you know back then, women, okay, so men, they went to work and they came home, right?
Yeah.
But in this movie, you saw the husband actually, you know, interacting with the kids. So that's something that you don't really hear about nowadays. I know my mother, as old as she is now, she had moments with her dad when she got old as of age, not as a little boy or like a little girl like it was in the movie. So the fact that they highlighted that really stuck out to me. Because back then, women would most likely have a closer relationship with the kids or with the child, versus in this movie, the husband, what's his name, Brian? Brian was really, you know, he was really, you know, interacting, you know, loving.
On his day-to-day decisions on the kids. And mostly when you see movies like that, you know, the guys that... The guy have a opinion about the house, but not the kids.
Yeah,
and the wife got an opinion about the kids and the house, but she defers the opinion to the man when it comes to the house. So I agree. That was they did a lot of stuff that was, you know, refreshing. I still, you know, nothing against, you know, anybody who's a lesbian or anything like that. We support women here at Candid Convos. Just don't see where it fit. I really wish we could have, the closest movie that you have that talks about, you know, passing is, and it's crazy because the one woman who played Clara, her name is Root Negga, and she have played in the movie called Loving. If you get a chance, go watch it, and it's about the first interracial couple. So she plays in that movie, and that's the closest movie that teach you about, you know, passing, but that's not even fully teaching you about passing. It's teaching you about interracial marriage. So and they didn't fit nothing in it. It was all about interracial marriage, and it teaches you everything that had to be done in that time era for interracial marriage and would help them get over and stuff like that. So I just felt like they should have did that in passing. I don't know why they don't feel like that was worth a whole movie, a robust and more of a robust discussion in this whole movie. But other than that, it will keep your attention if we didn't just spoil it for you.
That it will. All right, y'all, man, we're going to move into our new segment of the night called Buy, Hold, Sell. Our first artist is none other than Reach Records' own Andy Mineo, who released a song called Not Gonna Do off of his Neverland 2 album that came out a couple months back. So without any further ado, here it is. Here's Not Gonna Do by Andy Mineo featuring Joseph Solomon.
Here's what we're not gonna do if we love. And my phone, all the trust. Ah, baby, lately, you'll be loving me. Oh, no, no.
Yeah, here's what we
not gonna do.
Move to L.A., then dye my hair blue. Fire up the live, eat a stick of glue. Y'all be doing anything to get a million views. Mommy, here's what you
not gonna do.
Slide into my DM with those nudes. I wrote back, my wife got those too. And I'ma take hers if I had to choose. Here's what we buy 10 name brands, spend like 10,000. Wear it all at once, pretend you got style. Just cause you're paid don't mean you got taste. Here's what we write God first in my profile. Then live my whole life like Satan child. If anybody say something, now they hate me. Right.
I won't apologize for being who I am. Tryna throw shade on me, say la balu. I won't apologize, cause you feel some type of way. That's a no can do, no, that's on you. Pretty girls make the world go round. I thought you knew that. Coco Chanel with it. No, I can't do
it.
Pose for the pic when I'm tryna get food. Especially I know I'm in a terrible mood. Then they go and tell the news I'm a terrible dude. Nah, here's what we
not gonna do.
start throwing my feelings in the timeline. Let me mad cause somebody getting shine shine. Better back it up like Juvie in the 99. Now here's what we spend the rent money on brand new J's. Go and take a loan from the SBA just for the trip down to Miami-Dade. Like Wade, hold up, wonder if they ever gonna change. Grow up, I put a gold record in a frame. So what, security guards at the game. Know us, I'm in my own lane doing donuts. Then I slide for my A1s, get them A5. Tell my J-Lo I ain't going A-Rock, cause I got a playbook that I gotta play by. Hey.
I won't apologize for being who I am. Tryna throw shade on me, say love about you. I won't apologize cause you feel some type of way. That's a no can do, don't pass on you. Pretty girls make the world go round. I thought you knew that. Coco Chanel with it. No, I can't do it.
Alright y'all, first song for the Buy Hold Sell segment, Andy Mineo, Joseph Solomon, We're Not Gonna Do. Marty, man, yes, what you think about the homie Andy Mineo? You gonna buy, you gonna hold, or you gonna sell him?
I'm a hold, man. The reason why is because pretty much the most mainstream Christian hip-hop rappers right now is Lecrae and Andy Mineo. However, Lecrae is more acclaimed than Andy Mineo. And I don't know why, because I feel like Andy Mineo bars are better. You know, he's more diverse, and he have more of a better creative mind. For some reason, he don't have much wide relatability as Lecrae do. So Lecrae have a bigger following than him. So Lecrae have been, you know, late night shows, you know, Good Morning America, all those mainstream where you can reach a bigger audience. I don't know if that's due to his production, you know, the people who he do production with, you know, and things. Maybe he's more a part of the writing process when it comes to making his songs and his singles. And Lecrae's not. Lecrae just, you know, part of writing his own verses and stuff like that, and his production people find the hook. But for any regardless of that, it just don't seem like he can get over that hump. So I would have to hope, because I'm a big fan of Andy Mineo way more than I am a fan of Lecrae. And I feel like he's more a little bit more real and a little bit more authentic, even though, you know, I can relate more to Lecrae life because he's black. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, I think, you know, Christian-wise, spirituality-wise, I can relate more to Andy Mineo. So I would have to hold my stock to Andy Mineo. What about you?
I think I'm going to hold Andy as well. Andy is – I have never heard an Andy Mineo song that I – didn't like, and I've been following Andy mm-hmm. since maybe 2013. Mm-hmm. I remember when he first came out with Formerly Known. I think that was, I don't think, was he signed to Reach Records then? I don't know, but before Formerly Known, which was his first quote-unquote studio album, under mm-hmm. Reach Records, I think, he had a project called Sin Is Whack, and he went by C-Light back then, and Sin Is Whack has some bangers on it. You hear me? So I have always been a fan of Andy after he made that stop here in Cincinnati back in 2013. Mm-hmm. I still have the Formerly Known CD right now, plays without any skips mm-hmm. or anything. So I have always been an Andy Mineo fan. And, yeah, in my opinion, just like yours, he is a lot more creative with his bars and his flow mm-hmm. than Lecrae. But put the two and two together, and you got a dynamic duo, and it's an instant classic. No matter if it's a worship song or if it's a fast song, whatever song they get together on is an instant classic. But I got a hold on my man Andy Mineo because of his creative abilities and, you know, how he delivers a message in his flow in every song, not just certain songs, every song.
You're saying how I dress mine up. I didn't just come out it like you did Saturday and say, oh, Morty's verse is better than Jeremiah. I dress mine up.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to say that
up,
to after the show. I'm going to save it to after the show because I'm going to leave it alone. We're going to get to this next artist who is the only female on the whole entire playlist. Miss Jess Norris is a new member to Menace Movement. If you guys are familiar with Ms. Menace Movement, then you guys know about Stefanato, who is her husband, and Dayton from God Over Money, because Menace Movement is his label. So Jess Norris is the only female on the label, and she just released a video for her song called On My Knees Remix, featuring Roy Tosh, who is also in the playlist. So we can get to this second artist tonight with Buy Wholesale. You guys keep it locked. And if you guys want to participate in the Buy Wholesale too, and turn on your ears and listen to these lyrics by Jess Norris featuring Roy Tosh with On My Knees Remix. Check it out.
Bye to the anguish, bye to the tears, bye to the many heartbreaking years, bye to a hopeless feeling inside, bye to a love that won't tell me blind, bye to the many words that you said, bye to the lies that stayed in my head, bye to a song that's singing in me, 'cause now I know better. Healing isn't all that famous. Healing isn't all that popular. Healing isn't what they say it was, 'cause I presented on my own. Healing isn't all that famous. Healing isn't all that popular. Healing isn't what they say it was, 'cause I presented on
Jess Norris featuring the homie Roy Tosh with On My Knees Remix. Again, it's her newest video out right now, and she is the second artist on our new segment called Buy Wholesale. Martin the Greatest, man. What you got?
I'm a hold, man. And I said I'm a hold with Andy Mineo, but I was leaning towards bye. So I'm going to make sure that I say if I'm holding where I'm leaning towards. So I'm holding, and I don't know whether I'm leaning towards bye or sell. I'm on strictly hold right now because her first song that I heard of her was crazy. Production had a very she have a very different voice that you don't hear every day. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
She have like a kind of a skittish range. And what I mean by skittish range, it's hard to kind of get a beat on how much range she have or don't have. You know, I'm starting to get a gauge of her power of her voice based on this song that we heard. You know, I would say she probably got a mid power range. She can't go too strong, but she could go super soft. But the fact of the matter is that I really didn't like the production on that track. Beautiful song, her voice is beautiful, but I don't like the production value, you know, at all on the track. So I'm definitely going to hold, definitely not towards sell or towards buy, but it's a hold, and I hope, you know, her production team could, you know, get better production out of that. And it wasn't on her so much. It was how they recorded the track. Like, I mean, they should have dubbed that, you know. I'm going technical. I know the listeners don't really want us to go too technical, so I ain't going to go all in. They did a lot more production-wise, so they kind of let her down. So they need to, I don't know, they need to bring back the production team that did Let It Go, and if that is the same production team, that they got to try again because that's not it, you know. What about you,
bro? I feel it. First of all, I enjoy Jess Norris, not because she's Stefan Otto's wife, but I heard her on Stefan Otto's project, and then now that I see her, you know, writing songs for herself and how God is just blessing her, I'm definitely going to hold her. Definitely mm-hmm. going to hold it. She has that you know, that Christian R&B, that Christian pop sound that we don't hear that often. So I'm definitely holding my sister, Jess Norris. Shout out to Naomi Stefan Otto, man. I'm leaning toward holding her to myself. How about that? Like, I don't want to share her music. I want to hold it to myself.
Can't make no money that way, bro.
That's fine. I make enough money at Phoenix. I'm fine. That's fine. But no, I enjoy her music.
I dig it. I dig it.
So our last artist is the homie KB. This is something short. It's only his verse. It's not the full song. But KB came out with a freestyle called So Tired. And literally, it has over like 75,000 views in 2 days or something crazy. Anyway, the numbers is doing good. And he really brought a powerful message. Hopefully you guys will enjoy it because he is our third and last artist for Buy, Hold, Sell. And then we got something new from the homie Keevy Morse from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Man, y'all keep it locked. Here's the new KB. Check it out.
About a land of a free and
let
the
me talk about
of
it
free
cool.
Until everybody's free.
Ooh.
Free,
I'm in the trenches, no mind in the dimensions, my mind on the vision, your mind on the digits. It is what it is, and look, we not the same. I wanna die with no dime in my pocket, and not cause I lost it, I gave it away. You want a purpose that you cannot purchase, the perks and the burkers, look, we can play. Behind the curtain, come look at the circus, the bigger the clown, the bigger they pay. Hey, I can't stop, do say two, but I choose new brew every Tuesday, new Jimmy choose food in the booze, Lupe. You gotta choose who's gonna bring you change, when the whoop, who fades, I'm getting you say. He rolls to the Bluetooth, figure bouquet, truth ain't both through the
the track for the Usain.
I'm plugged in and don't play no games. HGA on these 808s. Light up the gram and don't blaze no A. Ball hard when I post his name. Full play, I just say my grace. I bleed, but this ain't gon' break. Got one clip, cameras on my game.
You're not free, you're a slave.
West side, east side, red light, green light. That's right, be right on my soul. That's my delight. We like, we like, we fight. I'm just in my zone. Devil Jesus, show them where your people going. When it all falls, follow Yeezy moment. We might need a donut. Jay the need is growing up. Jesus, beat the pizza, Jesus on us. We the pick of the little litty, we gotta go eight. Stripping is living within this Guinness, this record don't break. If I'm in it, I'm independent. I minute, you get offended, I get it. But nobody finna tell me what to say. Rather be canceled than handled. I got a Lord and it ain't your name. Man, I've been reverent since 2006. That's to the grave, and this what it is.
Yeah, for my dog. H-E-A, they're my dogs, they're my dogs. G-O-M, they're my dogs. Shining all the time, they're my dogs.
Hey yo, what's going on? It's your boy DJ MYK. Torn Straits most definitely up in the building, and you rocking with the Candid Convos. It's the show with the most recent topics and the hottest music known to man. Go ahead and keep it locked.
Hey man, that was that new KB, man. If y'all not subscribed to his channel, y'all are definitely doing a disservice, man. Shout out to the homie DJ MYK from Torn Straits, showing some love. Marty, man,
yes,
I know you're a fan of KB, so, man, you got to weigh in, man. Yes, you're going to buy, hold, or sell KB, bro.
Man, I was leaning towards hold, but, I mean, every song that I hear from KB is a song where I'm like, dang, I like that song. So I'm going to buy, but with conditions, because I'm a buy that can end up being hold, because I think he suffered from the same thing that Andy Mineo suffered from, but even worse, because even though Andy Mineo's production team is not as good as Lecrae production team, they still, you know, help him pump out some hits. And there's a difference between songs, good songs, and hits. Good songs can gain you a following and make people like, yeah, I like him, and gain you some fame. So some fans, but most importantly, since we in the Christian business, it can gain you some people that you touch. So I dig KB because he's not in it for the fame or anything like that. So, but our job is to, God says, be fruitful and multiply. So we shall. So it's nothing wrong with always looking for more, because he don't just talking about babies. He's talking about money. He's talking about favor. He's talking about, you know, healing. Be fruitful and multiply it all. Okay, things that you can be fruitful with. So he should be looking for the more. And in my opinion, every KB song I have heard has been a good song, not necessarily a hit. So if he want to get on that Andy Mineo, Lecrae, and I wish he could, because I feel like just he's even better than Andy Mineo with his message, because I feel like he talked about God more than Andy Mineo, and definitely Lecrae. You know what I'm saying? So I would hope that he would get with a better production team so that they could produce him some hits. So, I mean, you feel it? You feeling that, Alicia, or are you going another route?
Anything KB puts out is radio playable, is shareable, and it has a message for, you know, the youngest to the oldest. So in my opinion, with all this money in my pocket, I'm a buy into KB, just because I want him to go further, have a much wider audience. And again, if I enjoy the songs, I'm sure somebody else will too. So I'm buying into KB.
Oh yeah, and I mean that's what I'm saying, bro. I mean, I'm buying into him. It's just that, you know, like I said, there's a lot of great songs on the radio, but there's only a few hits. And I'm talking about hits that people are just singing day after day. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm saying. That's the difference between, you know, Lecrae, you know, and I can, and you probably could agree with this. It's not always so good to have hits, because then you're forced to do what Lecrae has done and stop mentioning God's name so much. You know what I'm saying? Because since he is the more acclaimed and he's a lot more places, his name rings a little bit further than Andy Mineo and KB, that reverse effect seemed like it has, you know, affect him to where he's trying to not, he's trying to secure the bag instead of secure the souls, if that makes sense.
Who's trying to secure the bag?
Lecrae.
Okay, because I thought you were talking about KB, like, hold up, man, because KB album. I was about to say,
so,
man.
What I'm saying is that you know, you want to hit, you amplify your message if your song a hit and not just a great song. You know what I'm saying? But that may not be what he even wants, you know, because some people really don't want to put out hits. There are artists who can put out hits, but they don't want to put out hits because they don't want to be in the limelight, live. You know, they just want to do what they love. They don't want to, you know, they don't want to be on top of the world or anything like that, you know. So, and reason why I'm saying that is because if you keep yourself at a certain level, you could still be impactful, be effective, but not have to do with Lecrae. It seems to me like Lecrae do, which mentioned God's name less and less with every year that his popularity grow. And instead of securing souls, it seemed like he's securing the bag before he's securing souls. If that makes sense.
And that's probably why KB left Reach Records. And on that note, we're going to end the show, you guys, because we don't want any controversy. We can save it for next week. Anyway, hopefully you guys enjoy the review of the racial identity film.
Hey, man, Lecrae, come on the show.
Only on Netflix. Lecrae owe me a drop. Okay? Lecrae owe me a drop. I'm going to get in touch with his management team, and I'm going to get that drop. You heard me?
Set the record straight. You know, set the record straight. You did.
All right, listeners, y'all heard it here first. We invited Lecrae on to set the record straight. Anyway, we play music from the homie Big Steve, Andy Mineo, KB, and also Jess Norris on tonight. Again, man, you can follow Marty, everyone on social media, at Marty the Greatest, all one word, all lowercase letters. And you can also follow KS Radio Show, everyone on social media, all lowercase letters. And if anybody would like to donate and to support the show, you can send donations through Cash App. The information is in the description of the show, capital ELISEO, capital TORREZ. And Marty, what's your Cash App information, bro?
It is Cash App MTG2GBTG. So that's MTG2BTG. It stands for Marty the Greatest, to God be glory. Hey, man, y'all have a good night. Happy Thanksgiving. Until then, you know you're going to be talking to your family on Thanksgiving dinner. So, look, just don't be afraid to pray, hustle, and don't be afraid to have candy combos. Marty the Greatest out.
Shout out, man. We want to thank all of our sponsors and partnerships from ShalomTree.com to RosalindSmithCounseling.com, as well as Overcome Apparel and also Eve's Garden. Definitely check out the information in the description of this show. And again, you guys, be blessed. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you that are listening live and that were listening to the rebroadcast. Definitely spend some time with your family this week on Thanksgiving. And for those who you know that are struggling with, you know, celebrating because, you know, some of their family members died because of COVID or whatever the case is, definitely give those people a call, okay? Check on them. Please. Check on your friends. Check on your family members that, you know, lost their mom or their dad or cousin or their pet. Don't matter who they lost. Check on them. It's Thanksgiving. Let them know that you love them. And on Thanksgiving, we want to make sure that we are surrounded around people that we love, appreciate. Not always our blood family, so to speak, but definitely our friends and, our, you know, the people that we love the most and that we're connected to. So happy Thanksgiving to you guys. We'll see you guys next Tuesday with another Lit U-Asian, more music, more topics, and maybe something special. Never know. Call in, dial in, check us out, support us. And we're going to go ahead and get out of here with a brand new Kiwi. We'll see you guys next week. Let's get it.
You see me at the line, focus. I don't miss free throws. I need those. Gotta get mine. Finito. Yeah. Gotta get mine. Finito. You see me at the line, focus. I don't miss free throws. I need those. I need those. Gotta get mine, yeah, yeah. Finito. I need those. Finito. You see me at the line, focus. Yeah. I might act up, better call back up. Boy, you better back up. I'm on the team with the shooters, and they ready to shoot it. Ain't bringing no peace, I'm ready to feast. I got that look in my eye, I cut a 2-3. It's nothing to me, I shoot it right in your eye. Oh, tell them, give me some room, move. We going too hard, nah, we can't not lose. I can't go back, I'm cut slack. And they already know that you steady talking. We play naked, about to put it in the coffin. Try to lock me down, but you can't defend. Wanna shake my hand, but I ain't your friend. Do you hear the crowd? Man, I already know what I'm up against. I'm a champion, I was made for this. I put in overtime, so I'm taking this. My seat, we gon' shine. Let me show you what greatness is. That's running. Keep it the line, focus. I don't miss free throws. I need those. Gotta get mine. Finito. Yeah. Gotta get mine. Finito. You see me at the line, focus. I don't miss free throws. I need those. I need those. Gotta get mine. Yeah, yeah. Finito. I need those. Finito. You see me at the line, focus. Yeah. Yeah, you know how we roll it, yeah. We taking over, yeah. You know that it's over, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You know how we roll it, yeah. We taking over, yeah. You know that it's over, yeah. Make them drop, make them move. Shake that boy by the shoes. Make them drop, make them move. Shake that boy by the shoes. They already know it's game time. He yapping off, but he 2-for-9. See a different me when it's crunch time. I ain't lying, bottom line, this game mine. Let's run it. You see me at the line, focus. I don't miss free throws. I need those. Gotta get mine. Finito. Yeah. Gotta get mine. Finito. You see me at the line, focus. I don't miss free throws. I need those. I need those. Gotta get mine. Yeah, yeah. Finito. I need those. Finito. You see me at the line, focus. Yeah.
Yo, what's good, y'all? This is BRM from Chicago, Illinois, and you are rocking with Candid Convos, the show with the recent topics and hottest music known to man. Keep it locked. Let's get it. Peace.
Red dot, head shot. He only left with
move around. Touchdown in my zone. Dealing with my anger, blood boiling. Put a hot shell to his stomach, blood boiling. My daddy was gone off in a cell. Meanwhile, real life was just like hell. They wasn't seeing what I'm living, so I put it back in braille. Blood covered on me. G.O.D. set me free. Couldn't pay the fee. Dodging chase through the field. D.D. or D. I move around. I move around.